Two forwards, I thought, done very, very well. They couldn't handle the movement of Parish Cowanall and Jez Sow up there in the first half. And we got three very, very good goals. We're 3-1 up at half time. It was purely a case of the way I looked at the situation. Like, you know, we'd have to keep a little bit of discipline, but be patient and we go and win the game comfortably. And, you know, they get an early goal to start the second half. And that's the worst thing again, what could have happened. Like, you know, we had that in the first half and the second half. But we got 4-2, and to be honest with you, really, we had enough chances that time to probably go and get 6, 7, 8. But again, you know, you don't take your chances, you get a little bit sloppy and lose your discipline and shape, but they get a goal out of nothing, gives them a lift, and the last 10 minutes, you know, you want to find a whistle. It seems a ridiculous thing to say at 4-3, where again, with the greatest respect to them today, we could have won by a 5 or 6-1. We really should have. That's not, you know, putting Avon or Louisville down. But, you know, if you want to win things and you want to turn around and be champions at the end of the season, you know, with the greatest respect, when you get in that position, what we are in today and the chances we created, we should have really given them the treatment. And but I'm pleased to get the 3 points, of course. It's a big day for us, and we're, of course, we're pleased to win.
Good to see you. Giuseppe Sol starting and back in firing form, and also Paris Cowan Hall. He seemed to really have a great afternoon out there.
Yeah, it's you know, Paris, as we know, he was out for a while with the hamstrings. A big player for us up top. Great movement today, and great goals, and the free kick from Jez Sol was quality. And you know, even Moses Anamola's fourth goal. We got four quality goals today. It was nice to be getting goals again. It was also nice at the end of the day that the goals have been shared about in respect, as I say, Paris Cowan getting two and Moses Anamola getting one and Jez Sol getting one. But there was several other good chances out there. We've hit the crossbar today and other chances. So, you know, we're pleased to win the game, but I think the scoreline flattened them a little bit. But I'm just pleased we got the 3 points.
Was it good to finally sort of put to bed a lot of the rumours of people saying, oh, the pressure's getting to Woking? Because the form the last couple of games, the last six matches, Gary, would have put Woking, I think, mid-table. I mean, but it's nice to sort of turn around. I mean, the away record you've got is phenomenal. It always has been very good so far this season. Was it nice to sort of turn around and go, yeah, you know, we might have had a little bit of a blip, but we're back on course now?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. And, of course, we've responded straight away from the defeat last week against Maidenhead. I don't think it was a case we played bad last week. We probably had as many chances today as what we had last week, and we put four away today where last week we couldn't score and missed a penalty. That's football, you know, but we have responded the right way, and you know, we've got to keep going. We know that there's, what's there, 10 to play now, 5 home 5 away. Big week for us now. Dorchester at home on Tuesday, followed by Welling next Saturday. So, you know, we're sitting where we want to sit at the moment, and I'm hoping that the people get out Tuesday night down at Woking. We need the support. Yeah, the support has been great all season. The attendances have been superb. But if there's anything what can push us over the line and be the deciding factor now, as well as the players on the field, it's got to be the supporters off it and everyone turning out for the game against Dorchester on Tuesday.